Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Mysteries, Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Janessa, and we have beautiful Joanne here with us as well.
Hello.
Hi, Joanne.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to make a brief mention because I know we have a very beautiful meditation lined up for today, because today is actually a day out of time. So it's a very sacred day for anyone who's got time to...
Got time to make some time.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny because there actually is no time. It's literally your reality becomes less physical for those who aren't aware of a day out of time. It becomes less physical. And you can affect all of life with what you choose to focus on. So it's really amazing if you can spend moments in stillness and just beingness, not doingness, and to be able to just really be self-sovereign as much as possible. So anyhow, I actually pulled a rune card for the show, and I'm looking at what they mean in this book, but the ones I have a different meaning, so I'm like, okay. So I'm just going to read it, because I said I would actually, I asked what it would, you know, for our beautiful radio show, what we could do for our beautiful radio show. So this says Lighthearted Journey, number 79 in the runes card. And it means lighthearted journey, the lightness of a burdenless past. By knowing the present, rebirths the past. I think that's interesting, seeing as we had a conversation earlier on about things never happening and stuff like that.
What is it, by something, the present, by what?
Lighthearted journey, the lightness of a burdenless past. By knowing the present, rebirths the past.
By knowing the present.
By knowing the present, rebirths the past. It's really interesting, isn't it? It's really thought provoking.
I don't know if you noticed anything this evening, but I was in town. I was singing at something, and I was in the city centre, in Dublin city centre, and it's Thursday evening, and the weather was quite rainy all day long. So usually when it's raining, there's a lot of grumpy people kind of going around. And I noticed as soon as I got out from singing, I was walking up one of the main streets in Dublin City. And even though it was very busy because it was a Thursday evening, people, you know, there's late night shopping on a Thursday in Dublin, and then other people are rushing to get home because they, you know, they want to catch buses and all that kind of stuff. And we also have a lot of tourists over here as well. But in spite of all of that, I felt that there was a pervading sense of peace and contentment, even in spite of all the hustle and bustle that was happening. And I was quite taken by this, because usually I really don't like being around kind of busy town places, particularly evening times at rush hour, because, you know, it can be quite chaotic. And so I just accepted that there was a light rain kind of falling and whatever, and I went away and just went through the park towards my bus stop. And when I was getting off the bus, I just had this sense or this feeling that you know, I had this feeling within me of just being happy. And I remember thinking it was almost strange to feel that way, you know, just because you're passing so much. You know, I'm doing Key Vesta at the moment as well, so So a lot of stuff is coming up to be cleared and whatever. And I just thought, wow, I actually feel happy. This is amazing. Just very content. And I spoke to another light worker a few minutes later, who said exactly the same thing. That there was a feeling of just contentment and happiness, and that something had shifted. So
maybe she was mirroring you as well, that you've shifted and that's why you're feeling happy, you know?
Maybe, sorry?
Because you're doing Kivesta, because of the very deep levels of Kivesta that it goes to, you know, you're changing literally your entire frequency, so your entire beingness, your entire everything. So maybe she was mirroring
you. As well. I do think Kivesta is definitely incredible. It's an incredible tool, really amazing.
I think she's mirroring to you. She could be mirroring to you how you're feeling. But obviously, the news with Almin as well is incredible, you know. So
yeah,
it could be.
Also, I think I also feel that it has something to do with the day out of time that's happened today as well. I'm feeling very much like a feeling of stillness within our light family, that they really have embraced it this time in a way that we haven't been able to do before. It feels different to me. So I just wanted to share that.
Thank you so much. I definitely know I've been quite still, definitely aware of it, and it's just an inner, it's more like an inner stillness, but it's just a feeling, you know. I can't put in words because it's something that I'm just doing automatically, that it's, I'm more still inside even more. But I'm actually very consciously aware of the stillness within me. It's nothing to do with outer, it's actually more within. That's what I'm feeling. I'd also like to read this beautiful Angel God card from Divinity Quest. And it's called Menhur Sakve Ublexbi. Each makes his own reality through the attitudes he wishes to cultivate and the emphasis he chooses to give. Within our ability lies the power to live heaven on earth and make all the world our sacred sanctuary. What a day to get this beautiful card. Thank you, beautiful angel God. And the other one is from the Alpen Quest, number 11. Eskahut Misparek. May the desires of your heart be your wings rather than your roots. They lead you through emotions rather than bind you through needs, which is very beautiful. The other thing I'd like to mention briefly is the message that Almin put on Spiritual Journeys for anyone who didn't see it. I'm just going to read it very quickly because we have an absolutely fantastic meditation lined up for you guys. She says, it's a direct message from Almin to our Global Life family, and she says, I want to thank you for the healing and many prayers I have received from you in loving support during the months gone by, and also would like to give you a bit of an update. After two surgeries and multiple medical procedures, I have a voice. And even though the specialists say they cannot predict if it will stay and that I shouldn't sleep for more than a few hours a day, after 6 months of silence, my gratitude for its restoration is immense. The last part of this year will have to see a similar effort in order to try and restore my hearing, and I ask for your positive thoughts and support. I'm walking by myself for short times in my day, and I'm hoping my balance will restore. I'm finally breathing and eating on my own, and the tubes have been removed from my throat. I'm grateful for all the miracles that have taken place. I love you. Amen. So I even feel intense that I'm actually reading that, because she's been through so much, and it's lovely to hear that she's in recovery, but no one even knew at the depth of how much she'd gone through and is going through. What is on the better end of things by the first time to mother. And this is a note from Jan and Rohir and Sergey. We want to thank those of you who have sent monetary gifts. Please be aware that 100% of your donations have gone to support Almin directly during this time when she is unable to earn income. So I just wanted to share that with our beautiful life family, and thank you for all the prayers and the beautiful healings. And I just have, I'm going to read a post because it's from Peggy. And she says, my dearest Almin, as always, you are so amazing. Much love, praise, and gratitude. And oh, the gratitude for your being. I hold you in my heart, Peggy. Oh, she's just beautiful. And I just want to say thank you to Peggy if she hears this radio show, because with her generosity, I got the Book of Runes. So eternally grateful for her assistance on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the new book that I mean, is what I thought. Actually, it says the power of this book will work even if it's not read. The entire purpose of this book is the full activation of the inner and outer senses in order to dissolve the enslaving programs of belief systems. If you don't even have to read it, it's an alchemical equation all on its own. I actually did put a post up on Spiritual Journeys. I'm going to read it because I felt it was my own perspective and honesty. And I said, Almeen, my heart is saddened that you took on so much for humanity and mother's children. Yet I trust the perfection. I feel utter relief for you, and things are and will continue to improve. I'm holding your hand every step of the way, even though you may not see me. I am, and your heart, as my heart, will carry you always, eternally, with divine intent. My love always. So I kind of felt to leave that message for her, because I'm not going to lie and say, hey, I don't feel sad about this. I do, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pretend like, you know, oh, well, it's fine, you know, you are who you are. Well, actually, I actually feel really sad that you went through and going through what you're going through, you know? My heart feels sad about that, you know? So,
I think that everybody who read that was probably shocked by the level that she's been through. Stomach actually turned. My stomach turned when I realized. You're told something, like we had all been told that she had the stroke and all that kind of stuff, and but you know, it was obviously very serious, but. As for the details, none of us were, we respect her privacy and whatever, so nobody was to know the level that she had been through. And so I'm happy for her that she has her voice back now, and hopefully she'll just continue to get stronger and stronger. And
that's the intention.
It's a long journey.
Huh?
It's a long journey, but I think she'll be, you know.
She's not on her own.
Her life will change after this experience.
I don't think
she'll ever work the same way that she did again.
No, I don't feel that either. So I'm very, very grateful to have been in her presence and to have been at her sacred retreat. They have been such a gift in my life.
Uh-huh. What has been another gift is that she has actually she's brought people together who have shared probably multiple lifetimes together, people who are essentially family, and it's just an incredible gift when you resonate with people. And on that note, I'm so grateful for you, Vanessa, because you know you bring such joy and humor and fun into my life, and I would not have met you if it hadn't been for Almeen, and that's the truth.
That is so true, and I'm so grateful for you. I'm grateful for you. No, but I am. I'm Joanne's gold friend. She calls me her gold friend. It's terrible.
Good. Yeah.
I'm brazen, but in a very good way.
Yeah. Huh?
And I think we should be
friend.
Of course. I really feel, if you're bold, then I wonder what my bold friends are like. They must be really bold. I don't know, because I haven't met one yet. But anyway, you know what? I think we should play the actual meditation, because we only have about another 30 minutes or 15, 20 minutes on the radio. So this is a beautiful meditation. Called I Am Eternal Flow. And I actually would like to share, Joanne, that I got the Ultimate Meditation 3. So we should have some beautiful listings of Ultimate Meditation 3, because I haven't heard them yet.
Oh, very good.
Yes, but well, I was trying to upload for the radio show, but it wasn't downloading quick enough. So I'm looking forward to listening to that. I'm sure, look, Maybe we can play one next week or something.
Meditations are amazing for anybody who's interested who hasn't bought them. They are the most profound meditations
they
I
are.
Have ever, ever, ever heard.
Ever.
And I am not exaggerating when I say this. They are beyond
you know,
any meditation ever experienced.
Joanne, I was saying this on last week's radio show because I said, you know, I said my first meditation with Hameen, it was one of my first meditations, and it was The Power of Silence. Now, she had it on the CD. I don't know if it's still for sale, but I ended up in the inner earth in that meditation. It was just so profound. I was in my bedroom. I was lying down on my bed. It was very comfy. I was very consciously aware, and I was wide awake, and suddenly I became aware that, hang on a second, I can't feel my bed. I can't feel. And I realized I could see, I felt that I was in my vastness, you know. And then suddenly I'm consciously aware. It's like this, only I couldn't feel my body or anything like that. And I realized that I was no longer in my room. And suddenly I look and I see this guy looking back at me with kind of sandy brown hair. And his hair was cut in a wedge hairstyle for anyone who's familiar with hair, because I work with hair as well. So it was a wedge hairstyle. And I looked at him. My feeling was he's about 27, something like that. His skin was quite golden. And I looked, and he realized that I could see him, and I said hello. And then he got a fright, and he kind of ran off. You know, he just disappeared, and suddenly I'm back in my room. And I remember asking Almeen about this at a retreat, actually, because I said, oh, I listened to your Power of Silence CD, and I saw this man, and who is he? And she told me he was from the inner earth. So I realized that I had traveled there. That's what happens during the meditation.
Wow.
In full awareness, which is very, very profound, you know.
Yeah, very amazing.
There are all these gifts that you can't really put into words. Like, okay, I've put this into words, but at the same time, it's what I experienced was beyond words. So I'm putting it into words, and oh, yeah, that's okay. Actually, the profundity of what I experienced is beyond words. It's something that you feel all the time. I'm saying it, you're going, wow, that's amazing, but it's actually so profound. When you really get it on deep levels, you're like, oh, my God, that's so profound. I just make contact with someone from the inner earth. You know, these beings who have been, you know, in this inner earth, you know, hidden there for how many eons, and it's just incredible. It's incredible beyond words, and I'm just so grateful that you can have these beautiful experiences, if you're meant to, you know. But you can.
Yeah.
It's incredible, and I'm just grateful to her. So I'm looking forward to the next Ultimate Meditation 3. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy this beautiful, positive meditation called I Am Eternal Flow, because we want to focus on beautiful, positive things to bring into our lives, because today is a day out of time. Reality is less physical, so even if you're just finished work, you're sitting down, taking off your shoes, get comfortable, because we're putting it on. Okay, enjoy, and we'll be back next week. Take care, beauties. Thanks, Joanne. I love you.
I love you too. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
When your body feels very deeply relaxed, we will begin this meditation of affirmations. Calm your heartbeat with your breath. Long, deep breath. Eternal exploration of the currents of an ocean that never ends, as you are at one with it, flowing through it. There is no point of arrival. There is just the eternal throughout all eternity. I exist without beginning or end. Feel deep within your being the truth of an endless existence. Allow it to change the way you view life. Allow the feeling that there is anything to accomplish or achieve with your life to flow away as you internalize this affirmation. I dwell in the perfection of infinite unfoldment.
The importance of every moment stands revealed.